Mahmoud Shivji is the director of the Guy Harvey Research Institute and has been studying shark populations around the world and the effects of the fin trade on their numbers. He worries that if some key species are threatened or completely wiped out, it could have a reverberating effect across the many animals with which they share their section of ocean.
Sharks, being apex predators also, in addition to being scavengers, are responsible for maintaining the functional health of entire marine ecosystems. You know, and a great analogy, I think, that everybody would understand is that if you were to sort of kill all the lions in the Serengeti in Africa, for example, you would have cascading effects throughout the entire food chain, down the entire ecosystem.
And the fin trade is responsible for a number of threatened species worldwide and is growing by about 6% per year. And while fin traders are relatively secretive about the size of their catches, researchers have been able to extrapolate some staggering numbers by measuring the weight of shark fins sold at auction.
Up to 73 million sharks are being killed to supply the fin trade. Now, the fin trade is not the only trade in shark parts, although it's probably the biggest trade.
The fins have become a traditional meal eaten as soup in some eastern countries because of their supposed aphrodisiac effects, and some are used as trophies. But most sharks are caught as what's called bycatch, meaning they're caught in nets meant for tuna and other fish. And since shark meat has little market value, the sharks are thrown back into the ocean to die once the fins are harvested. And even in U.S. waters, where fisheries are heavily regulated, some species have declined by as much as 90% in just 15 years. Still, Dr. Shivji says nobody's asking for an end to shark fishing altogether.
But what people are arguing is that the numbers of sharks taken should be reduced substantially, and the effort that goes into shark fishing should be reduced substantially so that the population is able to sustain itself.
Right now, about 20 species, including the great white, are believed to be threatened, and without action, Dr. Shivji expects those numbers could increase. From the Science Desk, John Grayson, KMOX News.